Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, here we are again with another exciting segment here on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. It is your show host, Sugar, and I am ecstatic today because I have two awesome, awesome treats in store for my special loyal listeners today. First, I have to acknowledge that today is Take Your Child to Work. And many of you know, annually, my daughter Kiki likes to join us on to Brown Sugar Radio. And so she's here, and she's going to help me conduct the interview today with our special guest. How are you today, Kiki?
I'm good.
All right. So I am so glad you joined Mom today. Are you nervous?
No.
Good. Okay. You should be used to this by now, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, fabulous. So, you know, today is a wonderful opportunity to share with your children in regards to what it takes, you know, to really be a go-getter and to just, you know, be an entrepreneur and have wonderful things and goals in life. And this leads right on into our special guest. But before I bring her live, I want to tell you a little bit about Hannah Addie McBean. All right? This is awesome. You guys, listen to this. Now, the power of spoken word can certainly do extraordinary things in a person's life. We all know that positive words uplift and they build a life that may have seemed lost. The awesome thing about poet author Hannah Addie McBean is that she has a gift of inspirational poems that touches the lives of many, many, many readers across the nation. The thing that makes her stand out from amongst the good and makes her great is that she donates books to prisoners, public libraries, and colleges, and her love for books and children also helped her to create a charitable foundation for children entitled, get this, My Choice to Have a Voice, where children's books are donated to children and school libraries in need. At this time, I would like to introduce to some and welcome at this time to Brown Sugar Radio, Hannah Addie McBean. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And hello, Kiki.
Hello, Hannah
McBean. Okay, so good to know.
Awesome, awesome. You know, it's wonderful to have that energy, that positive energy. And I feel that, you know, just with your inspirational poems and just, you know, you giving back to the community. That is phenomenal. And I had to have you on my show because she's purely divine. When I seen that headline on Facebook, I said, oh, yeah, this sister right here is about something. You do amazing things.
Yes, I praise God, and everything we ought to give thanks unto the Lord. But as you were introducing me, and all the things that God has blessed me to accomplish, I thought, well, what more could I do but this? You know, we must reach out and we must make a difference. And I think that's what God calls us to do in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only, okay, to add to the plate, Hannah is a mother and a wife and a full-time student at Penn State University, just majoring in organizational leadership. And I think that is phenomenal. All right. So just, I want to ask you, you probably like myself, juggling all those plates, does it seem overwhelming at times? How do you make it all happen?
Absolutely. It definitely is overwhelming. I will say first, it's prayer. There is a prayer team that I connect with every morning. I call
Amen.
In on a conference line. And I just put before God my day and, just you ask him for his guidance. And, also, I'm a mother of six, a wife and mother of six. And
all right.
It's difficult, however, I have a buddy system where the older ones help the younger ones. So
beautiful.
It doesn't all lay on me, so I have that help. And, I have a schedule. It's so important to be organized,
Yes. Yes, it is.
You can't accomplish anything just by being disorganized and haphazard with your life. You must organize. So I organize my day. When I'm at school, all my kids are at school, so I take the opportunity to be in school at the same time. And I enjoy it because for 10 years I was a stay-at-home mom. So
okay.
I'm finally getting out there, so I enjoy it.
Okay, look at that. See, and I know it's many women that certainly, would desire to be an author or desire to work outside the home and also balance motherhood and being a wife. And so this is awesome today that you're able to share this with my listeners,
yes.
Because it is very difficult at times,
to
put it in the right perspective.
Yes.
I want to certainly, take my hat off to you and applaud you today because it's wonderful to see positivity. There's so many negative things going on in the world, and this is what Brown Sugar Radio is about, uplifting and building. And even though the metaphor that I use is Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, just in my eyes, not saying that Brown Sugar Radio will replace the eyes of spiritual food or as far as Christ, but what I'm saying is just being positive and filling your life with positive words, and that's what's going to make a difference. I have a quote that I'd like to read, and then I'm going to turn it over. Kiara would like to ask you a couple of questions. One of the quotes that I found very, very inspirational and intriguing, it says, "Don't wait for someone to bring you flowers. Plant your own garden and decorate your own soul." And that's what life is all about, building your own garden. Edifying your life with positivity and just overflowing in goodness. That's what life is all about. And I love the fact that just with your gift that God has anointed you to spread and to touch the lives of others, you have that capability because with poems, you often think of rhymes as soothing and healing. Explain, how did you find out that you had that gift and then Kiara, certainly I'm going to let you go ahead and interview Miss Hannah next.
Oh, sure. I was writing as a child. I always loved to write, and I was always creative, and many times I would come home with these stories, these made-up stories, and my mom would say, "When did you do this?" or "When did you do this?" And it was just, I was just creative. So as I grew, I used that creativity, to bloom into poetry. And I just thought it came easy to me. I'm also a singer and songwriter, so maybe that's also the reason why it came easy to me. However, I started a blog on Facebook called Hannah's Poetry Corner.
Okay.
And I was just venting. I was going through some difficult times. I was going through depression as a mother, and many people don't want to talk about that. They want to act like they had it all together, but there was a time where I felt like I didn't have it all together.
Right.
And my poetry helped me to relieve that pressure. You know, instead of just being up and maybe idly thinking, you know, because as a mother, your mind runs, you know, somebody's going 100 miles per hour.
Girl, okay, I know.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me. I know all too well.
Because
yes.
You know, artwork is never done, you know. So
okay.
I started writing, and I started sharing on my blog, Hannah's Poetry Corner, on Facebook. Different ones were like, you should write a book. You should write. This inspired me. And I didn't know. I kind of knew somebody else was going through it, you know, because the scripture does say we overcome by the words of our testimony. So I knew that, hey, I'm just not the only one going through it, and I have to share this. So that's kind of how everything developed with me with poetry.
Okay, look at that. And it was inspired through a valley you went through in your life. And see, this is what I'm trying to let people know, is when God puts us through the valleys, don't complain, don't gripe. It's a reason for that. It's a season why you may be going through that, because, honey, when you get to that mountaintop, come on now. You
yes,
see what I'm
Lord.
Saying? It's a reason why we have to connect, because I know for myself, I cannot identify with anyone that has had a Peachy King silver spoon lifestyle. I can't identify with you.
Yes.
If you're too perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So this is what God burst through the valley that you were in at that time of your life.
Yes, yes. And I didn't understand it. I thought I was, you know, I couldn't do it. You know, I had twins at the end. I had twins, and we already
had
two.
Oh, beautiful. How old are your twins?
Blessing. They're 5 years old.
Boys or girls, or one of each?
A boy, one of each. So I have even now three boys.
Oh,
God
perfect.
Is good. But you know,
okay.
That process, you know, everybody sees them looking cute. They see them looking nice, but they don't see the process that it takes to get them to that place. You know, it's a process.
Oh, well, I know. I can only imagine.
Know. Yes.
Wow. All righty. Okay, Kiera, so go ahead. I know you have a few questions here for our special guest today.
Okay, thank you. How many books have you written?
I have written two books so far, and I have another book, a children's book, that's coming out in August. So soon it'll be three. Yes.
Okay. What do you enjoy most about writing?
I enjoy inspiring, you know. I enjoy seeing what God is doing through me, because I can kind of reflect after I write and see, oh, God, this is why I went through that situation. You wanted me to learn something in this situation. So I enjoy inspiring others and also being inspired.
Which book is your favorite, and who is your favorite author?
My favorite book would be because I have two editions of Silent Speaks. My first edition is a colorful picture book, and my second edition has a lot more poetry, and it also has some short stories inside of it. So I like my second edition better, just because it has more poems, and also I like the stories that I shared. And then my favorite author, my all-time favorite author, would have to be Maya Angelou. She's been my inspiration since I was younger.
What is your favorite color? Will you write a poem about your favorite color?
You know what? I don't have a favorite color. And I know it sounds weird, but I don't have one, you know. I like all colors. It pretty much depends on the season. So I would love to, thank you, Kiki. I would love to write a poem about the fact that I love all colors and how important all colors are.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. And you're a wonderful interviewer.
All right, Kiki, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming off to Brown Sugar Radio today for Take Your Child to Work Day. And so what a better show for her to join in today on edifying your life with positive spoken words. You know, I was hoping she would ask some questions in regards to school.
Oh,
like
I
all parents, right? But it's all good. It's all good.
Yes.
I just appreciate her writing. She actually wrote those questions herself.
Oh, wow. That was
and
wonderful.
Yes, she did. She did a great job. She wrote the questions. I told her, I said, you need to think of 4 or 5 questions you would like to ask. I let her know you were a poet, an author, and what we had today as far as on Brown Sugar Radio. So, yes, Kiki, thank you. But, you know, I like the fact that that would be a really, really good idea to write in regards to the colors, you know, what you just mentioned right now.
That was awesome.
And, because I know that colors have meaning. You know how they say yellow represents happiness, black is strength, you know, et cetera, white is pure, whatever. I think it would be good to, you know, maybe kind of tune into that. That would be awesome.
Yes, it would. And also I do a program with the youth in the community entitled, it's called Poetry in Motion, and I use fabrics and colors. Like different color fabric. So I would love to even incorporate that. Thank you, Kiki. I'll have to give you a shout out when I do.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be awesome. Now, how is your foundation going for My Choice to Have a Voice? I think that is outstanding.
You know, it's coming along. Actually, my first donation that I only had like 10 books, but this past donation, this past couple months, I'm collecting books for a Christian school in my area because I found out they were in great need of books. It actually increased, I must have about 50 books to donate.
Wow.
So God is blessing it, and it is from
phenomenal.
A donor. Yes, a donor in North Carolina, and I'm in Pittsburgh. So, it was nothing but God. He really, you know, so slowly. But I just want to build on that foundation because I'm trying to, with my degree, start a foundation, My Choice to Have a Voice, where I am also reaching out to our older young people, trying to give them life skills and also, you know, helping them teaching them how to be ready for an interview, because many of them lack those skills, how to dress, how to present yourself. So that's the type of foundation that I want, a youth center, you know, for our youth.
Mm-hmm. So. And that is so true, because especially now in the struggling economy that we have, excuse me, you know, it's vital to know how to represent yourself when you are in front of a possible employer. And, you know, you got to make or break the deal. You know, it's so much competition that's out there now that everyone's trying to, you know, have a job. And not just a job, but a quality job. Amen. That's what we want to speak on our youth. We want you to establish yourself and become something that is just outstanding, you know. And whatever it is God has anointed you to do, you know, by all means, you know, to tap into that gift. And that's what you did by discovering this was an outlet. You know, I've heard that many times, Hannah, that writing is therapeutic and that it is singing also, which you have the gift for both, is, you know, able to help you to release, you know, trauma, stress, anxiety, whatever it is you may be going through at that time.
Yes, and, you know, I've tried so many, like before I knew that, okay, God, this is what you want me to do, and this is also going to be a way for me to provide for my family. I tried Mary Kay.
I did Mary Kay.
Yes,
I'm proud of her mind, okay?
Girl, brought the Mary Kay bag, doing the facials.
Yes!
I did that.
We got too much in common.
Yes, we sure do. Right. I know that. But, I did the Mary Kay, and I was faithful. I mean, God showed up in that, too. But I felt like it was a way to help me to become who I am today.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Yes,
that
and then
was,
I tried this Melaleuca. I don't know if you ever heard of them, But it was
Melaleuca. Now, what is that?
It's like you sell organic products and stuff like that. You know, it was another sales position. But I, you know, and I did things and did well. Me and my husband both worked together. But I knew that that wasn't it. You know, you could just feel it like, this isn't it. This isn't what,
right,
you know, I'm supposed to do. So then next thing I know, God just took my, helped me to publish and keep moving, you know, and taking off from there.
I think that is, you know, the ability to tap into the gift of discernment and just really fill out what your divine purpose is. And that's exactly what you did. And, you know, going back to, I love it. She's purely defined. The power of spoken words. Share with my loyal listeners, Hannah, the difference between getting up and speaking positivity in your life and getting up and speaking negativity.
Oh, there's a scripture that says to speak those things as though they were. And I read that scripture for so many years and, you know, just read it like, okay, you know, like it was just something else. But I learned that I was reading The Battlefield of the Mind. It's a book by, it will come back. But I was reading the book, The Battlefield of the Mind, and it was speaking of what you internalize, what you see yourself as, what you speak yourself to be is what you will be. And the more I said as a mother, I can't do this. This is too hard. What am I doing? You know, I'm not the best mother. Or just those down words. I felt like I wasn't the best mother, and I would fall deeper and deeper into this depression, this dark hole. And sometimes, I mean, my twins were babies then, and they would just start singing a song like, you know, a spiritual song, I Know God Is a Good God, and they would shake me out of that. Like there was something about the positivity of just believing that God was good. And so I picked up on that. I said, you know what, God is good. No matter what I'm going through, I must continue to say how good God is, how great God is. I must continue to speak and say, I know he's able. It may not look like it's going to work out now, but I know God is able, and I'm expecting him to do great things. Once I started doing that, I started writing affirmations, you know, and I would say it out loud. And, you know, there's one that I wrote, believing in myself, improving my state of health. I'm allowing the Almighty to be my present help. I'm leaving nothing on the shelf. My gifts, my talents are being put to great use. Won't allow them to suffer the abuse of silence. And that's something God gave to me, and I kept quoting it. And once I did that, I started seeing the positive things in life. Doors began to open that I never knew.
Look at God.
You know?
That's
and
awesome.
All he needs us to do is speak a little faith. You know, faith, even if we have faith as the size of a grain of a mustard seed, we can say to yonder's mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the midst of the sea, and it will, you know.
Okay.
And he doesn't need a whole
speak
lot.
Speak on it, girl.
Just use what you got, just a little bit of faith.
A little bit, the size of a what? What God said?
Mustard seed. A
come
mustard
on now.
Seed. Yes.
Okay, and for those of you who have never seen a mustard seed, it is extremely small, okay? And that's all we need. The scripture that comes to my mind, Hannah, is without faith it is impossible to please him.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And all he needs is the size of a mustard seed. That's it.
Yes.
So if we'll do our part, God will do his part. I remember that I used to often say to encourage myself when I was going through things and I couldn't see my way out, God would always say, if you focus on the efforts, trust me for the results. And this is what your story reminds me of. And it's just awesome to hear that you came through such a dark time in your life when the enemy could have gotten you down.
Oh, yeah.
But you decided, I am somebody, and I'm going to make it through this. You know?
Yeah, and yes. And you said something, I am. I learned something. I went to a woman's conference, and
they spoke about the I am factor. And they said to say I am somebody, I am a child of the King, I can do all things through Christ. You know, just I am, not I am not. I am not able to do this or I cannot do that. But I am. And once you say I am, God
okay.
is moved. For he
God,
said,
got it,
I,
don't
am.
He?
Yeah. I am. Yes.
I am.
The I am. Yes, Lord.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I know that it took you to go through some things to truly appreciate where you're at now.
Oh, yes.
But how would you say your life has changed since you've been using the power of positive spoken words? What's the difference?
I smile more, and it's genuine.
Beautiful.
It's not fake. You know, you can have those smiles, because I used to have those smiles. My husband's a minister, so I felt like when I came into the midst of the people, I had to have this smile. And sometimes the smile was not real. They could only hear or see what was going on the inside of me. They would see that my smile, you know, was a facade. But my smile is real now. And also, I'm enjoying my children. I am.
Sweet.
Not, yes, you know, I mean, because under the pressure and under all that negative thinking, you don't really, the enemy blinds you to what you really should see. And
yeah, that's true.
Now that I am speaking positivity and I see positivity and I speak to my children those same positive words, my spirit is different. It's lighter. It's not heavy. So I'm more apt to run outside and play with them. I'm more apt, you know, to do those things that a mother should do besides just cook and clean. You know, there's a lot more that we should do.
Absolutely.
Our children should be able to speak to us. They should be able to come to us. So, and that's something else. And also even with my husband, my relationship, it's not as stress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, God has been doing great things.
And negativity certainly can have its toll on marriages and you know, various important relationships. And so this is what the show is all about today. I want to shout out real quick my loyal listeners. Thank you all for coming through today on Brown Sugar Radio. Those of you in the chat box and those of you who are tuned in on Facebook and Twitter, thank you so much for coming on today and just, you know, joining us with such an enlightening show, you know, the power of positive spoken words, how to edify your life. And so we are learning that today. And Hannah, you have certainly been a blessing to my soul today, and I know to my listeners, and it's just awesome. I love connecting with positive people. You know, it's like when you're around negative people, it's almost like a cancer that just grows and grows and grows and just eats you away. And I just have learned, I've taught my children, when you think negativity, you got to say cancel, cancel.
Yes.
And think of another thought that's positive. Try to counteract that negative thought. And, you know, that and myself, I every day get up, you know, and I say my prayer and I thank God for waking me up. And, you know, you having you on the show has just really confirmed with myself that, okay, this is the right avenue you need to take, you know. And so this is also for those of you who are going through as our special guest today mentioned, you know, she has some valleys in her life, but you see, she made it through, and that's what's so important today.
Yeah.
Hannah, I'd love for you to shout out. We only have a couple of minutes remaining. Please, your Facebook, all of your social networks where my listeners can support you at. Please provide that information.
Thank you. You can find me on shespurelydefined.net. That's she's, S-H-E-S. Purely, P-U-R-E-L-Y, defined, D-E-F-I-N-E-D.net, and you can contact me if you would like to purchase a book. Also, I'm on Facebook at She's Purely Defined, and also you can find me on Twitter under silence__speaks, so silence__speaks, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
thank you for coming. I mean, it's been awesome, and I'm sad we only have 30 minutes, but this has been a powerful 30 minutes, and
yes,
as my sister in the Lord, I just want to say that you have truly been, you know, just awesome today in sharing your story, and I'd love to have you back later on in the future, you know, and the more books you have, we want to support all that, so thank you much for coming today.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so there it is. We have author Hannah McBean on today, and just awesome, a woman that is on the move. She's got some great things happening, and I just, you know, am ecstatic that it's nice to have positive people in your life, positive people that are doing awesome things to change the world. That's what life is all about. The thought for the day I'd love to leave you with is sometimes people with the worst past can create the best future. So don't give up. Know that you are somebody through Christ Jesus, and you can make it every single day. We're going to leave on out today. This is one of my favorite songs, and it actually kind of ties into what we were talking about today, about getting closer to your dreams. Thank you for joining Brown Sugar Radio, the hottest show here on Blog Talk. Make it a fabulous day.